Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michelle Sarna, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Gmishut, flexibility. Let's begin our journey with a story from an unexpected place, environmental science. In the early 1990s, researchers at the University of Arizona built Biosphere 2, a massive sealed ecological system designed to replicate Earth itself. Inside, they grew forests, deserts, and agricultural systems in a completely closed environment. Something strange happened. The trees grew rapidly, tall, beautiful, but as soon as they reached their full height, they suddenly toppled over. Why? Investigators looked at the elements of soil, sun, and water, and then they discovered what was missing, the wind. And without the natural environmental stress caused by the wind, without the resistance, the trees only developed weak and shallow root systems. They grew fast, but they didn't grow deep. When researchers realized, they recognized that it is the stress, the resistance, and the variability of the wind that forces the roots to grow strong enough to sustain life. In other words, stability does not create strength. Adaptive pressure does. The Gemara precedes this description of the enduring quality of natural flexibility in a powerful metaphor describing the durability, strength, and persistence of Am Yisrael. In the Gemara in Tanis, Daf Chaf, Rabbi Yehuda explains that the Jewish people are described as a kaneh b'mayim, as a reed in the water, livracha, for a blessing. Rabbi Yochanan elaborates, just as a reed stands in a place of water, v'gizo machlif v'sharshav merubin, and its shoots replenish themselves when cut, and its roots are numerous for a plant of its size, and even if all the winds in the world come and blow against it, they cannot move it from its place. Rather, that it sways with them, holech uva imahen, until the winds subside and the reed still stands in its place. The same applies to the Jewish people throughout history. After all the difficulties that they confront, that they endure, and they will ultimately survive and return home. Parenthetically, Bil'am contrasts Bnei Israel to a cedar, and he gives them a blessing that they should be like an erez. However, this cedar does not stand in a place of water, and its shoots do not replenish themselves, and its roots are not numerous. Although it is very strong and can withstand all the winds in the world, a southern wind can blow against it, uproot it, and turn the entire cedar tree, v'okarto v'hofachto al panav, and turn it on its face. The cedar's vulnerability is its rigidity, while the reed displays strength through flexibility, which is considered such a remarkably important characteristic that indeed the Gemara elaborates, Shezacha kane litol himenu kumus, lichtov bo sefer Torah nevi'im uchtuvim, that the reed merited that a quill is taken from it to write with it a Torah scroll, the nevi'im, the prophets, and the ktuvim. The metaphor of flexibility of the reed expands from describing Am Yisrael through its difficult historical challenges, the Torah being written in the quill coming from a reed, to an individual in the continuing powerful narrative and how the individual should approach their own relationship to Talmud Torah, their relationship to growing spiritually and to other people. Tanu Rabbanan, the rabbis taught, Le'olam Yehe Adam Rach kekaneh ve'al yehe kasheh ke'erez. The person should always be soft like a reed, and he should not be stiff like a cedar. The Gemara goes on to explain an incident that occurred when Rabbi Elazar was returning from studying with his rabbi. He was riding his donkey on the Svat Anahar, on the banks of the river, and the samach simcha gdola, he was filled with immense joy. Vaitada toga sa'alab mipnei shalamad Torah. His head was swollen with pride because he had studied much Torah with his rabbi. And then he was encountered by a man that was described as michoar biyoter, as exceedingly ugly. Amar lo, Shalom Alecha Rabbi. This person greeted him. Greetings to my rabbi.
Rabbi Elazar refuses to greet him and instead says, worthless, reka person. How ugly is that man? Are all the people of your city as ugly as you? The man said to him, Eini yodea, I do not know. Ela, lech ve'amor la'uman she'asa'ani. Go to the craftsman that made me and say, Kama mechoar kli zeh she'asita. How ugly is this vessel that you made? How interesting and how powerful that this person that is being insulted so deeply, it has the wisdom to say to Rabbi Elazar, a Talmid Chacham, that his likeness of a human is this ugly physical creature is an actual affront to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the artisan that crafted every person. And actually this deep insight lands with Rabbi Elazar, who immediately gets off of his donkey and who prostrates himself, perhaps displays the moral, psychological, emotional flexibility to make space for the divine dignity, for the Tzelem Elohim of this other person. This other person insists on retaining his dignity and actually follows Rabbi Elazar into the city until Rabbi Elazar again begs him for an apology to be forgiven. And the man insists that I will only forgive you if you never treat another person like this. And it is this point that Rabbi Elazar enters the Beit Midrash and he says, Le'olam yehe adam rach kekaneh v'lo yehe kasheh ke'erez. A person should always be soft and flexible like a reed and should not be strong and rigid like a cedar. And therefore, the kaneh merited, zacha litol himenu kolmus lichtov bo sefer Torah, the reed merited to be the source of a quill, not only to write the Torah, but also to the tefillin, which adorns the body, and the mezuzot, which adorns the home. What Rabbi Elazar was perceiving as anchored growth, as spiritual and stable accomplishment, he was seeing as a source of pride, but he did not make space for gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and humility before his fellow man. Until he rendered himself flexible to another person's divine dignity, Tzelem Elohim, and apologized and then cherished the value of humility and flexibility in pursuit of Torah, he was not able to fully enter the Beit Midrash. Perhaps this arrogance and rigidity is reflective of the psychological process of the fundamental attribution error, which was researched by Dr. Lee Ross, in which we tend to attribute negative traits in others to conditions that are stable, internal, and global, versus positive attributes in ourselves to conditions that are stable and internal and eternal. Chazal are engaging us to consider the importance of flexibility as a nation navigating history and as individuals engaging in the lofty and humbling pursuit of growing spiritually and also connecting to others, B'Tselem Elohim. I bless all of us that we are able to approach our growth in Torah and Masim Tovim with humility and flexibility. Thank you for learning together.